Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business.
So for those of you who are brand new to my space, I am Adanna Austin. I am a business coach and consultant, and I work with entrepreneurs like yourself to get very clear on your goals, identify your ideal clients, and develop those strategies to grow your business, right? So I was asked a really interesting question today. And I'm going to write a blog about it because it's so interesting. But I also wanted to just jump on here and talk to you about that topic, because I know it's something that a lot of you are considering this year as you grow your business and as you scale your business. And the question was, how do we break into an international market, right? With your offering, whether it's a product or service, how do you break into that international market if you want to really sell to a lot more people and not just let your offering be focused on one region, right? So for us in Trinidad, if we want to make sure that we get our offerings into other Caribbean countries, as well as, the States or Canada or England or Australia or wherever that may be, right? There are some ways that you can do it, guys. As you know, I always say it's not a one size fits all. You have to figure out which works for you, and it's going to be different as well, depending on the regions that you decide that you want to break into. So one of the first things, I have 5 suggestions for you to break into the international market. These are things that I have used as well for my own business, so that I was able to tap into an international market and for getting clients who were not just based in Trinidad, but also outside of Trinidad and Tobago, right? So the first thing I did was do my research. That's number one, for the laws and the cultures, right? You have to understand the culture of the place that you are trying to break into. Because again, just like how we have to get very clear on who our clients are, and if you want to break into a regional or international market, you want to get very clear about which markets those are, right? Not all Caribbean islands are created equally, and not all international markets are created equally. So you need to do some research so you can decide which one most fits into your ideal market type, right? Because if you don't speak the language, or you're not versed in the language, yes, you can use a translator, a translator app to translate your website or translate your social media if that is what you want to do. But you want to do some type of research on the type of audience that they have, if they have internet connectivity, if that is a very important aspect of your business. You want to do some research into how deliveries are done there, if they have a reliable market, that kind of thing. You need to do some type of research, guys. It's not just jumping into it just like that, right? You need to do some research. Once you have done that research, that's the first thing. Do the research. Go onto their national, their government websites, reach out to people who live in those areas and those territories, and just get information about what it's like, right? The other thing that you want to do is to optimize your social media and your website. What do I mean by that? Make sure that it is user friendly. Make sure that it is very clear who you are serving and how you are serving them, and make sure it's very clear to your audience what you are, how you are selling to them, and how they can purchase from you. So you want to optimize your website. So even if you want to say, because this is where your keywords and stuff come into play, which is the third point. You want to make sure and say you're Caribbean based, if that is a thing, or internationally, international supplier. You want to pay attention to the optimization of your website and your social media pages so that anybody who visits any one of those platforms are very certain and very clear that you can service them, that you can provide them with the solutions, whether that's digitally or whether you have to ship the things to them, right? So you want to make sure that that is completely optimized as much as possible. The third thing is that you want to look at your key words. These are the words that you use when you are describing your business. These are the words that you use when you're sharing any kind of content. These are the words that are going to attract people to you. So even as you're optimizing your social media, meaning like if you're running any ads, make sure that you're targeting those particular countries. If you're using hashtags and you know you want to target particular countries, that you're using those countries as part of your hashtags, or you want to, you know, target certain organizations in countries, that you're using those as part of your hashtags and those are part of your keywords in your blogs, in your videos, in your emails, in your posts, in, you know, you're tagging them, you're using all the various ways to get the attention of the people who are in the countries that you are targeting. So in optimizing your social media and your website, you also have to pay attention to your keywords and your hashtags, and you make sure that they are directing to, you know, directing your audience to your platform. So if you're in Trinidad and you are trying to get, let's say, somebody in Grenada, you can put like Grenada entrepreneur, Spice Isle, you know, those kind of things. Those are the things that people in Grenada may be searching for. You know, you have to get, again, this comes with your research, right? You have to know what those are and use those in your descriptions, right? When you are putting out any type of content, because even if you're putting out a YouTube channel, you know that you have to use tags. If you're putting out a podcast, you know that you have to use tags. If you're putting out a blog, you know that you have to use tags. You know, when you're putting out your Instagram feed, you have to use those hashtags. So you want to make sure that those things are leading or your audience back to your business profiles, to your websites, to your social medias, so that you can really tap into those markets, right? The other thing is the fourth thing is for you to tap into a regional or international market, which is one of the easiest ways to tap into those markets, is to collaborate with others who are already in the market. So again, do your research, find people in the market who are providing a similar or complementary offering to you, and approach them to do some type of collaboration so that you can get in front of them. Now, you can collaborate in multiple ways. You can collaborate by doing a virtual event with them in front of their ideal clients. You can collaborate by asking them to be on your podcast, on their podcast, if their podcast is for their particular islands or regions or territories. And you can ask them, like, if they have a blog, if you can become a guest blogger for them, so that you can share valuable information and then direct their readers to your social media or to your contact page to book consultations or buy from you or whatever. So do your research and find people in the areas or the territories that you want to tap into, whether it's the States, in Canada, in England, in Grenada, in Barbados. Collaborate with people, guys. In order for you to grow, you have to work with others. And collaborations is one of the fastest ways for you to tap into other markets, besides running social media ads and Google ads and that kind of thing, which is another way for you to get into those markets, right? But if you're not at a stage where you can spend a whole lot of money on ads, then you should really be thinking about collaborations and how can I work with other people who are already established and who are offering a complementary or similar service to me so that I can get in front of their ideal clients, right? And you can also reach out to, which I've done before, reach out to their radio stations, their their newspapers, magazines, anything like that, and see what value you can give to them so that you can speak to the people who are tuned into those traditional media houses, right? Once they are based in the islands or the countries that you want to break into, right? So especially international stuff is, you know, go online, do the research. You can literally submit your blog, submit your articles, submit your profiles, and, you know, get yourself in front of more of their audience, you know, by doing podcasts. I did that last year and I got a lot of international clients by doing that, you know, doing podcasts with people who were in the States and Canada and that kind of thing. And because I shared valuable information in those podcasts to their audience, and my call to action was to reach out to me, and the podcast write-up had all of my contact information. I got people from those countries to reach out to me, and I booked international clients that way, right? So collaborations is a great way. And then the final thing that you have to do, this is not really a way, but this is something that you have to have in place. You want to make sure that your payment method is seamless, because the majority of people will be paying you via credit cards, right? And I know here, we are still so cash prone, right? But if you are serious and ready to break into that regional or international market, you have to have a way for the persons or your ideal clients to pay you. So you want to make sure that you have your PayPal set up, if that's what you need, or your Payoneer, or your Stripe account, or your WePay. What, there's so many options out there now, right? And this is time for you to get really, really, really serious about how people are going to pay, because somebody could come onto your site or onto your social media and really love what you're offering, but then payment to you is so hard. And I remember in 2015, later half of 2015, when I didn't have my payment stuff set up, or early 2016, when I didn't have my payment set up as yet, my international payment set up as yet, and I had a few people from Grenada, actually, who wanted to work with me. And, you know, we had so much stress for them to send money to me, right? And it's not a nice experience. So you want to make sure that your payment method is also as seamless as possible. Click on a link, pay me, get your stuff. Right, that's how quick you want it to make it, right? So you want to make sure that those things are set up. So those are my tips for you to break into the international or regional market with your offering. Guys, it's not rocket science. It's not really that hard. It's just for you to develop a strategy that works best for your business. Put things in place, do the research, optimize your platforms, because the thing is, that's where people are going to come to look to get more information from you, right? So you want to make sure that you're posting often, you're posting value, you're very clear about your offering, and they can buy from you as easy as possible. Make sure you want to optimize your keywords and your hashtags as well. That will tap into the markets that you want to break into. And finally, you want to do those collaborations with people who are in the territories that you want to break into.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.